if we lived in a place that got a lot of rainfall, we would not talk about water so much, but we have to talk about it here. Large parts of the region are lucky to get 25 inches of rain in a year, and just about none of it falls during the growing season. Lots of agencies and organizations are focused on water and its use, and a couple have joined forces, like Water League and the Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance. They formed a water action community and plan an event on Saturday at the Medford Library to mark the 2023 launch. Two guests join us. Christopher Hall is Executive Director of Water League. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, good morning, and thanks so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. We also have with us Lorraine Cook, a core team member of the Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance. Welcome, Lorraine.
Well, Lorraine just called me and said that she's not feeling well, and so very sorry that she isn't able to join us. She has a cold or a flu.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry about that. And I'm just getting word about that. Thank you for that. So tell us about Water League and what about water is Water League's primary focus?
Well, Water League is a new organization. In fact, we just received notice the other day that we are a 501c3. Thank you for the IRS.
Congratulations.
And we started back in June. And our mission is to engage the public in water stewardship. And you may think of like the League of Conservation Boaters and other leagues. And we encourage people to get in league with water.
Well, you talk on the website of Water League about beneficial use of the public's water. Is that something different from what you find to be extant in the world today?
So what's interesting about beneficial use is that in the common parlance, it seems to be like, you know, pretty obvious term, but it has a legal meaning. And that means that all the water that is used for agriculture, for domestic, industrial, pretty much everything must be used beneficially because we have water scarcity that's inherent to our Mediterranean climate and to the West. It's not such a big issue over on the East Coast where there's no such thing as really water rights. And beneficial use is the alpha and the omega of water use in the state of Oregon and, again, throughout the West. And it stands above every other consideration as to whether or not that water can be appropriated for use. Every other use that's not beneficial is considered a waste of water, and wasting water is a serious problem for use when we consider how precious our surface waters are and our aquifers are, and how so much relies upon water, everything that lives, frankly.
So what would not be considered a beneficial use?
So there are increasing calls for adjudication and assessment of water use mostly in agriculture. And you'll see this most recently in the Imperial Valley in California, where growing alfalfa in the desert to ship across overseas to different nations is coming into serious question, growing almonds and that sort of thing. Here in Oregon, we have the exact same problem east of the Cascades, growing alfalfa in the regions where there are critical groundwater areas and where groundwater aquifers are being seriously depleted. This alfalfa is a very water-thirsty crop, and the biggest money is in shipping it overseas to Japan, China, and actually to Saudi Arabian horse owners who will pay dearly for that product. And probably the most egregious version of a non-beneficial use of water are organized crime syndicates who set up shop growing cannabis and are using water to grow these plants in the commission of a crime. And just to be clear, I spent years growing cannabis under the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. I've been a farmer for a while and a homesteader, and I grew up on a farm in Vermont. And I've always understood, you know, this lovely medicine, cannabis, to be Mother Earth medicine, that these crime syndicates would set up shop and take over Southern Oregon and Northern California the way they did in the last several years is really a devastation. And their water use, 82% in the Illinois Valley of all water that was used in the industry was unlicensed and run by these syndicates. And That is a non-beneficial use of water.
Christopher Hall is Executive Director of Water League based in the Illinois Valley, and Water League and the Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance are working together on a water action community with an event coming up on Saturday morning at the large meeting room at the Medford Library. If you have questions or comments about water or ideas about beneficial use of water or what it is not, join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. So you have some groundwork laid already. This is not coming out of the blue. You had a water summit, it looks like, last fall that went on for a couple of different weeks.
That is correct. And in fact, the Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance put on the Rogue Valley Water Solutions Summit last fall. They've been around for a number of years, and their mission is to educate the public and work to bring forth sustainable and spiritually fulfilling environmental solutions and work with the community to establish connections that are like biospheric values, where we see ourselves as a part of nature. And it's a beautiful mission. They put together an extraordinary series that went on for 3 months last year, six different sessions. They spent a year putting it together. And the Water Solutions Summit attracted about 200 people who live in the Rogue Valley and are very interested and concerned about water use, water quality, and their relationship with water. And historically, our relationship with water has been founded on principles that reach back into the 19th century. But as we're entering and at the beginning of the 21st century, those principles and policies and those relationships with water are changing. And the Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance is leading the way on that.
So talk about
that.
Go ahead.
Oh, that event that they held, Water League got involved in, and now what we're doing is we're taking it forward into 2023, and we are working with the community in our water action groups to put literal actions to work for the benefit of the Rogue Basin population.
So what kinds of actions do you anticipate? What kinds of new ways of thinking about water and its use?
So we have four different cohort teams. And for instance, the first one is about the rights of nature, the public trust doctrine, and indigenous perspectives. And that is working on our relationship with water and how we can see ourselves as part of the solution to addressing water scarcity, to find the abundance in our lives with water, and to identify with water in a way that we haven't done before. And for instance, one idea is that the closest to water that we'll ever get is our own bodies. And if we were to stop othering water and othering nature, perhaps we would start to see rights of nature the same way we see human rights. And with that understanding, all of a sudden, so much more comes from that. And then we start to look at how is legislation and how are rules and laws and water rights and how is water law in general shaped, and how do our views change when we on those topics when we think about our new potential relationship with this substance that is life. Then other topics that these cohort teams are going to work on will be equity issues with agriculture, wetlands, waterways, and aquifers. And we know that agriculture uses 80% of all extracted water, developed water in the state of Oregon, which is common throughout the West and other nations across the world. It's always the largest water user. And finding equity between the water sources and the water uses is an important goal, and we could see different ways to integrate and to think for long-term posterity how agriculture can fit within these natural systems. And the fourth one is equity with domestic and industrial and commercial uses, which represent 20% of all the use of water, and how is it that our built environment can relate to farms and can relate to the areas that it expands into, and how people living within the cities and the suburbs can work together for justice, for water justice, making sure there's clean, abundant water to drink, that communities that traditionally experience poverty or inequity with regard to water access can be assured that the water they drink is safe and clean, and that the water quality for the flora, the fauna, the humans, and the farmers is secured for the long-term future.
Christopher Hall is Executive Director of Water League and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We talk about Water League and Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance forming a water action community. I noticed this in Water League's materials on the web, that you want to ask all stakeholders often, when the water runs low or is unfit for use, what will you do? Have you gotten some surprising answers to that question?
Well, that's actually why we're holding this event, is to begin getting answers to that question. That question came up back in 2021 when I was working for the Illinois Valley Soil and Water Conservation District, assessing the significant negative impacts that the organized crime syndicates had on that region and assessing the community sentiment on that issue. And it was the community who came up with that concern. They were saying, like, what are we going to do? And what was interesting is that we talked at that time about how water just doesn't run out all at once. It starts to decline in quality first. And as it goes down in quality, then it continues to decline in quantity. And that is on the tip of everyone's tongue who is concerned about this issue. And so one of the things that we intend to explore as an organization is what are we going to do? What happens if this occurs? And that question is an existential question, and we hope that we never actually have to go there. And so by having this idea in our minds about what would we do in the event that this occurs, and of course we know it's occurring all over the world in different places, and it's just a matter of time before we are running up against this issue. As we all know, we're in a 1 in 1,200 year mega drought, and these mega droughts are becoming, they're going to become like a 1 in 500 year, and soon they're going to become 1 in 100 years. And this long process of drying out is leading to aridification, otherwise known as desertification. And so in different parts of the state, when the water quality starts, the water quantity starts going down, the quality has already been unacceptable. And so this is a question that's on a lot of people's minds.
Just about a minute left here, Christopher, and I want to ask how much you want to work within the existing system or how much you just might want to change that system. I mean, there's a lot of legal rights and boundaries and all that stuff that gets tied up with water, particularly in the West, as you pointed out earlier. Do you want to undo that system, work within it? What?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that that system's unraveling all on its own, and it's just a matter of being present for that process and doing what we can to support the community as we all experience this paradigm shift. There are three different things that are happening. Working with the laws and the rules, working within the public trust doctrine, which we're really going to be working with the community on, and within the rights of nature. And the public trust doctrine is the people's opportunity to ensure that the state of Oregon holds water in the public trust, because the water belongs to the people in the state. And so that's one of the most important issues we have, is being present for what is happening as a paradigm shift and trying to make the best of it for everyone and being there as a united community, because water absolutely unites us, and that's what we're looking for.
Water Action Community launch for 2023 will be on Saturday from 9 to noon at the large meeting room of the Medford Library. It brings together the Southern Oregon Pachamama Alliance and Water League, where Christopher Hall is the executive director. Chris, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right, take care. And that'll do it for today's Exchange. JeffExchange.org is our website. Angela Decker is our senior producer. Nash Bennett, our assistant producer. Zach Beagle is at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Please join us next time on The Exchange, and have a great day.